The trial of Hunter Biden is underway in Wilmington. The lawyer representing the president's son disputed claims the younger Biden knowingly lied about his drug use and addiction when filling out a federal form to buy a handgun in 2018. WHYY's Chris Barish was in the courtroom Tuesday for opening arguments.
The one matter both sides agreed on was that President Biden's son had been a longtime user of crack cocaine when he bought a .38 special revolver at Star Quest Shooters on Concord Pike. Federal prosecutor Derek Hines said Biden's addiction to crack cocaine was active and that days later he sent messages about waiting for his dealer in Wilmington and then smoking crack in a car in a rough part of town. Hines said the law applies to everybody, even someone in the most prominent political family in Delaware history. Defense lawyer Abby Lowell countered that Hunter Biden was often in denial, but that prosecutors couldn't prove he was using drugs at the time or that he, quote, knowingly lied about his drug use when he filled out the form. The trial will feature testimony about Hunter Biden's addiction from former lover Hallie Biden, the widow of his late brother, Beau. Hallie Biden found the gun 11 days after Hunter bought it, and she threw it in the trash outside the Janssen's grocery store near her home. The weapon was later found by a recyclable scavenger. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.